the top stories on Press TV. Yemeni protesters have taken to the streets to demand the immediate ouster of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The demonstrators say they're outraged by an Arab initiative which gives Saleh immunity after stepping down. The protesters want Saleh to be tried for his brutal crackdown on anti-regime protests. In Saudi Arabia, protesters have taken to the streets to condemn the kingdom's occupation of Bahrain. The demonstrators slammed Saudi forces for supporting the Bahraini regime in its brutal crackdown on the country's anti-government protests. They also criticized Saudi troops for destroying mosques and desecrating the Holy Quran. The Egyptian foreign minister says Cairo will permanently open the Rafah border crossing to ease the crippling blockade of the Gaza Strip. The measure is to take place within the next 10 days. It will allow people and goods to enter and exit the coastal strip. In Bahrain, four anti-regime protesters have been sentenced to death during a secret military trial. Rights activists say the defendants were forced to confess that they killed two police officers during last month's demonstrations. Three other protesters have been sentenced to life in prison for their involvement in the alleged killings. In Libya, revolutionaries and forces loyal to embattled ruler Muammar Gaddafi are fighting for the control of Misrata's airport. On Thursday night, the city was the scene of attacks by Gaddafi's forces, who reportedly killed 10 people. Revolutionaries have retaken a post on the Tunisian border. British police have arrested 31 people who intended to hold a protest during Britain's royal wedding. Kate Middleton and Prince William exchanged wedding vows at Westminster Abbey on Friday. Reports say the security cost for the wedding is one of the highest in the history of the UK police. At least 313 people have been killed in fierce storms and tornadoes across nine U.S. states. Over 200 of the deaths have been reported in Alabama, the worst hit area. A state of emergency has been declared in seven states and federal aid money is being sent to Alabama. And at least 13 U.S.-led foreign soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan since Wednesday. The latest deaths take to 48 the number of foreign forces killed in the war-torn country in April. This compared to 33 soldiers who lost their lives in the same period last year.